Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Burning Hearts, using scripture to draw us into a deeply intimate conversation with the Lord. Rachel asks us to consider two questions. What is God saying to us? And what are we doing about it?
Hello, friends, and welcome back to Burning Hearts with me, Rachel Herbeck. We are making our way through this week in the daily readings. If you've been joining us from the beginning of this week, we're putting our anchor in the word that the church is giving us. And we kind of picked this week to do that. You know, every once in a while, we go back to the readings of the day to look at them with new eyes, to walk in them together. And we wanted to go back this week because we're just beginning Lent. We had Ash Wednesday yesterday, and we had these beautiful, powerful readings from Joel. But the days before that were preparing us to enter into this season, particularly the readings from James. And I want to encourage you to go back and read James chapter 1. Honestly, read the whole book of James. It's very short. Talks a lot about taming the tongue, which is super good and important. And I think we'll do a whole week of shows on at some point because it's such powerful readings. But James and the church, in choosing these letters from James, still in ordinary time, is preparing us to enter kind of into a season of endurance and perseverance. Because James is telling us, count it all joy when you enter into trials. If you continue to persevere and endure, you will receive the crown of life. And so yesterday, as we entered into Lent, a penitential season, and again, like we talked about yesterday, not just coming in and not letting our mindset maybe even shift into this of just being like, all right, I'm just doing my disciplines. I got my things that I do every year, same devotional every year, check that box. To not just check the box, but to say, Lord, I'm bringing you my whole heart. I'm bringing you my whole self. Rend my heart. Tear open my heart. You're like, that sounds painful. I don't want to do that. Maybe it's going to be painful. Maybe the Lord wants to do a little bit of surgery on you. Maybe he wants to do a little bit of open heart surgery on me. But to say, Lord, I actually want to start from a place of true mourning for my sins. And I don't want to come from a place of doing things for Lent, that I'm just doing things because I feel guilty, that I'm not doing enough, or that I want to do the biggest thing, or even out of a place of ego and pride of look how much I'm doing for Lent, but out of a place of, Lord, I want to do what you want me to do. I want to do what's going to purify me. I want to do what's going to make me love you more. And so we're entering, and we entered yesterday, into this season of perseverance and endurance. And as we endure, we're going to grow. We're going to grow more and more into Christ, the character and nature of Christ. And we're so grateful for that. So I want you to just consider that and continue to think and pray about that as you're going through these 40 days of Lent. We're in a season of perseverance, and perseverance produces a deeper faith in us. And so, God, it's not just about what I'm giving up. It's not just about succeeding at my Lenten practices. It's about what and who are you producing in me. And so today, as we're getting close to wrapping up our week, you know, and we talked about yesterday being ambassadors for Christ. And today we're going to move into this first reading from Deuteronomy that really kind of echoes a little bit of the Beatitudes of Jesus. And we're going to see how that happens in the reading. And then we're going to go a little bit into the Psalm response because both are very, very beautiful. I love both of these things. And what also we see during this season of Lent is a lot of short gospels. And so we're going to be also in Luke chapter 9 as well, which is very short. So let's go ahead and pray, and we're going to try to touch on all the different readings that we have today. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord Jesus, we thank you that you put us in this season. We thank you that the bride, your church, your bride, in its wisdom, in her wisdom, gives us this season of Lent to submit to you, so that we may persevere, we may grow in perseverance, we may continue to belong to you, we may be exposed as we endure on this path of righteousness. And Lord, we ask that you would continue to speak to us through the word that the church has given us, so we may feed on this word, that we may be strengthened for this journey that we need to have perseverance for. And we ask all of this in your most holy name. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we're going to read from Deuteronomy 30, which is a very famous passage where Moses is speaking to the people, and he says this: Moses said to the people, "Today I have set before you life and prosperity, death and doom. If you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I enjoin on you today, loving him and walking in his ways and keeping his commandments, statutes, and decrees, you will live and grow numerous. And the Lord your God will bless you in the land you are entering to occupy. If, however, you turn your hearts away and will not listen, but are led astray and adore and serve other gods, I tell you now that you will certainly perish. You will not have a long life on the land that you are crossing the Jordan to enter and occupy. I call heaven and earth to witness against you today. I have set before you life and death, the blessing and the curse. Choose life then, that you and your descendants may live by loving the Lord your God, heeding his voice and holding fast to him. For that will mean life for you, a long life for you to live on the land that the Lord swore he would give to your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob." Okay, this is a set of like five verses, and you're like, "I've heard this before." So it's Moses. He's saying, you're going to enter into the promised land, and I'm setting before you life and prosperity or death and doom. And a little bit, you're like, right away, okay, obviously I'm choosing life and prosperity. Like, who is actively choosing death and doom? But it gets a little more complicated because he says life and prosperity is obeying the commandments of the Lord your God, loving him and walking in his ways. And we see again here, we see over and over in scripture, obedience is God's love language. I think we say it almost every week, obeying his commands. We're like, "I want to love God. God, I want to love you. Show me how to be radical for you." And he's like, "Obey me. Walk in my ways. Keep my commandments, my statutes, my decrees." I'm talking the Big Ten, but I'm also talking gossip. I'm also talking love your neighbor as yourself. I'm also talking turn the other cheek. I'm also talking love those who persecute you. He's saying, keep my commands, statutes, and decrees, and you will live. There's a promise that comes. And I think this is partly why the church isn't just like, everybody do whatever you want, think and believe whatever you want. There's a promise that comes. It's not an earning. But there's a promise that comes with choosing life and walking in God's way. And I think something that's happening, friends, in the culture is they're like, "I want life. Yes, I choose God. I want life." But then we want to be able to live however we want. And then we're mad when we're entering into death and we're not blessed. He says, if you turn your hearts away and will not listen, not if you don't have really good feelings about God, not if you don't have fuzzies, not if you don't like certain music, all that kind of stuff, but if you don't listen to God's commands and you serve other gods, you will perish. You will not be blessed. And he says, heaven and earth today are witnessing against you. Every day, friends, before you is the choice of life and death, blessing and curse. And he says, choose life then. And I love this. It's such a beautiful description of what the Christian life is. You and your descendants may live by loving the Lord your God. How? By heeding his voice and holding fast to him. For that will mean life for you. Heeding his voice and holding fast to him. For that will mean life for you. A long life for you. What is life? How do we get life? Listen to God's voice. And hold fast to him, hold tight to him, depend on him, never let him go, never let him go. And then we get into Psalm 1, blessed are they who hope in the Lord. I love this. Blessed is the man who follows not the counsel of the wicked, or walks in the way of sinners, nor sits in the company of the insolent, but delights in the law of the Lord and meditates on his law day and night. He is like a tree planted near running water that yields its fruit in due season and whose leaves never fade. Whatever he does prospers. What is the prosperity? What is the new life tied to? Oh God, I feel so good about you. Oh God, I promise to do all these amazing things for you. No, obeying his commandments, delighting in his law. I will delight in the law of the Lord. I will meditate on it day and night. And when I do it, I become like a tree that is firmly planted. And what brings me life is the law of the Lord that I'm submitted to. What brings me prosperity? What brings me life? Not the prosperity gospel, but I'm talking about prosperity in terms of life in eternity is following God's law. Not like a legalistic thing, but it's like, I want to know what makes God happy. I want to know what pleases his heart, and he knows what will make me happy, and he knows following his decrees will bring me happiness. And when I veer off and I sin, these human consequences come upon me. That there's actual human intense effects to our sin that God, not even just in his punishment, but that just happened to us in a human way. That sometimes when we sin, even like our lives become disordered. And then disorder creates chaos, and then we're tired, and then we're late, and then our relationships are disrupted, and all of those things. Those are natural consequences of sin. And God's saying the way that you avoid that is life is allowing me to come in and give you the strength to delight in my law, to come close to me. So beautiful. And then in Luke chapter 9, we see this. Jesus is saying, if anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. Whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. What profit is there for one to gain the whole world, yet lose his life or forfeit himself? This is what it means to be a disciple. And it connects to that first reading of what is prosperity? It's giving up your life for God. It's saying your law, your decrees define what I need. It defines my life because you know what will make me happy. You know who I am. You know what I've been made for. And so when I'm your disciple, I'm picking up my cross. I'm denying myself because sometimes when I follow your law, I have to deny myself. I don't just get everything that I want. I don't just get all of the things that I'm grasping at. I'm denying myself because it takes self-denial to choose life. It takes self-denial to choose your way. It takes self-denial to choose your path. And that's what we're doing in Lent, right? And so often what happens is we don't want to give up the things that God is asking us to give up because we think that we are safer if we do it ourselves. We think we are safer if we can do it. We think we are safer if we are in control. And he's saying, no. This is where you'd end up choosing death. If you choose sin, you will die. But if you choose me, and choosing me is choosing my way, is choosing my law. If you submit yourself to my law, you will find life. If you submit yourself to my law, to my decrees. And as you submit yourself, friends, you will delight in the law of the Lord. The things that the Lord asks us to do, giving up our lives, we will desire it. We will want it. It will become easier and easier for us. And we will desire to do it. We will become those trees planted by water if we give up our lives and don't grasp at it. So today, as we're in the beginning of Lent, Lord, how are you asking us to lose our lives? How are you asking us to give up control in the form of some particular sacrifice so that we may show you that we're all in on delighting in your decrees? Join us again tomorrow as we wrap up this first week of Lent. God bless.
Burning Hearts is hosted by Rachel Herbeck, the Director of Young Adult Discipleship for Renewal Ministries. Each program can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and at renewalministries.net. Burning Hearts is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Throughout the scriptures, Jesus is teaching on the conditions for salvation are consistent, urgent, and often very challenging. Friends, I'd like to offer you my friend Pete Burek's new booklet, What Must I Do to Be Saved? This booklet unpacks several gospel passages to help us find and stay on the narrow way. To get your free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/burninghearts. That's renewalministries.net/burninghearts.